Blog Talk Radio.
Siobhan is here. Listen, it is so fantastic to catch up with you as we kind of get into this wonderful springtime. And for us, it's in Houston, Texas, with Hair Radio Houston, the big launch. So, again, good morning to you out of New Jersey over there. So, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So, listen, every time we catch up, it is just fantastic. It's an opportunity for us to talk with a mover and shaker in the hair and beauty industry. And I think that the last time we were kind of, you were out there with your one of your mini-me's there, who was just fantastic and doing her own thing out there. And you have just been the ultimate person to have to really show them the way with all of this inherent beauty. And we just appreciate you so much right here.
Oh, thank you. Show. I'm sure a lot of hairstylists out there could kind of relate, you know. When you're in this business, you end up spending so much time in the salons. So the only way you can kind of navigate through it when you are, you know, having a family and raising girls or children for that matter is they actually become a part of it, you know.
Well, you got to take them with you, right?
Let's take them with you, you know. Some of us tie them to our back. We do what we have to do as parents to, you know, still maintain the family dynamic as well as, earn a few dollars and become extended families with even our clients. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, Siobhan, now how important was it for you to pour into your wonderful girls about, your commitment to hair and beauty, or is it just whatever you just support whatever it is that's inside of them already? Is that what moms do? You know, I'm not a mom, so I'm just wanted to kind of get your take on it. What do you think?
You know what? Honestly, I never thought about it. When you're passionate about something, it's not like you're looking to feed it into anybody. You're just pretty much in the vibe of what you're doing. You're not even thinking that you're instilling anything into anyone because it's something you have passion for. So I think children are like, they're just like sponges. So whatever you put them around, they're going to absorb that, whether you're trying to give it to them or not. So, you know, that's the only thing I could say, but it's not something that I, you know, kind of handpicked to put into them, not at all. Yeah.
Well, one of the other things I always wanting to find out, whenever we have wonderful hairstylists on and our present company, of course, is included in that, whenever we have great hairstylists on, we're always looking to find out, how do you strike that balance? How do you strike the balance? You know, because you're doing a lot. So what can you say about the way that you know, what would you share with others out there who are looking to?
It's tough. In the beginning, you know, the main thing is mastering your craft in the beginning of it and building your clientele. So it's hard to have that much control in the beginning on balancing things because you're still in a foundation stage of the hair journey. So you're pretty much starting to master your craft. So you're looking for people that you can take classes from. And that's something you do even in any stage of the hair game. But, you know, you're trying to master your craft and take as many courses as you can. You're trying to build your clientele. So it's a little bit less flexibility, I personally believe, in the beginning of the stage. But once you've mastered your craft and you kind of know exactly where you're going with it, it becomes a little easier to balance that work life because now you're able to kind of create that flexible schedule that they talk about in the hair books, you know, that you study about. Yeah, but it takes a while to get to that point.
It takes a while, yeah. But doesn't it take a while for everything? It takes a while. Everything's got to percolate. And that is kind of where we are today. Even for us here in our journey, you know, almost three decades in the industry, being around amazing folks who have dropped by right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it just makes me kind of reminisce over some of the wonderful things that we've done. And you've been a big part of that. you've been a big part of that. Yeah, we've had a chance to do shows down in New Jersey, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, in spaces that just were not, things that just weren't being thought of at those times, right?
No, and let me tell you, what was really good about all of it, you know, looking back, being part of it helped me because you got to remember, this is a time when the internet wasn't really a thing, you know, when Hear
That's
Radio
right.
first kicked off. So I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So just by tying into this, I'm kind of able to get Hear Show information on a daily basis. Because,
right.
you know, when you got a lot of masters coming on to a forum for something, that's a lot of hip pocket information. So when I say hip pocket information, I'm saying cash folding into the pocket information. So that's something you definitely want to connect to. Yeah, so it was awesome meeting with, you know, well, hearing from different people like Chemist and the Willie Morrows and Cheryl Morrows and Madam T.J. Walker's great-great granddaughter, Lilia Bundles,
right.
and all these people. Crystal, I think with the, she did a really great interview.
Yeah. She was, we even had her featured in the magazine from out in California, that Crystal. Yeah, she was great. Plus, we have a new Crystal who also is on the natural hair side as well. But I've got to tell you, we are just, it's been a wonderful journey that we continue. But I look back as you were just talking, and I remember even appearing in, I remember they had featured, I was out in Bloomfield, speaking of New Jersey, I was in Bloomfield, New Jersey, living there at the time. And I remember they put me on the front page of the newspaper in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that was my picture and what I was doing with Hair Radio and the local show. At that time, we were it was just the Hair Radio show. It wasn't yet quite a morning broadcast. We were on actually at night out of Jersey on an FM station.
Yeah.
Remember that?
But you've been featured in plenty of news articles and magazines.
Oh, absolutely.
To name a few.
Yeah. Even the American Salon magazine. One of my very first magazine that I was featured in was out in California. It was the Airlines magazine, you know, on the seat back pockets. It was, I love it because every person sitting in the seat back, sitting, you know, in their seat when they go around, wherever the plane flew, any plane, they saw that article inside the magazine. And to this day, it hangs as part of in a museum out in St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow,
yeah,
look at that.
That's amazing. That's God. And so from there, just, you know, about one of my other magazine top times that I recall was when the folks behind IBS, which is the International Beauty Show, one of the longest running beauty shows in America, and I go to the show
goodness.
All the time.
Yes, we had a ball there. They just had a show the past. That was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, they really, you're right. And they put out a magazine, American Salon, and had a chance to be featured in that as well. They did a whole thing and so many others. And one of the other things, of course, that kind of jumps out at me, of course, the newspapers. And the other thing, I've been in the salon operator newspaper and mentioned in salon and tier,
and there was a New York newspaper as well that you didn't mention as well.
Right. They've always been the New York Daily News as well. Of course, that's a huge
the New York
that
Daily News. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They dispatch folks to my home and to our shops and did a whole thing out there on what we were doing at Hair Radio. And actually, the news was that it was my return to radio at that time. That's what you, and that's out there. All of this is Googleable. Siobhan. It's all Googleable out there. So really good stuff. And one of the things that folks may not realize but was really very instrumental for us and had a huge impact was when we were doing our 10th anniversary, Marilyn Bell from, she's a big-time magazine editor as well. And she came out, I think, Siobhan, you didn't get there, but that was in New York at the Paley Center. At the time, it was called the Museum of Television and Radio. And it was in, they have one in New York and they have one in Los Angeles. I contacted the people and said, hey, I'm celebrating my 10th anniversary. Would you guys be interested in hosting us? Because they had a whole big setup for people. And, I mean, Carol Burnett and, I mean, real, you know, serious, legendary TV folks were at this place. And they, like I said, they've undergone a name change. So it's no longer NTR, you know, Museum of Television and Radio. It's now the Paley Center. You can Google it, P-A-L-E-Y, the Paley Center. So they were the folks who really helped us to connect. And again, we went to the one in New York City, and for that 10th anniversary, we had amazing pictures. We were able to do recordings. I've always looked at ways to be out of the box at Hair Radio. Yes. I've always looked for ways. I didn't want to just, I don't copy after people. I'm not that kind of person. I like to do things organically and have done them. I remember when we did, speaking of the newspapers, remember we did, I wrote an article for the Daily Challenge in Brooklyn. And you talked about before the internet. Yeah.
Trust your hair to the internet? Yes, I remember that article.
You remember that?
absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Yes. Now this was, and that's something good to reflect on. And I believe I have that on our Instagram. At Heinz Kerry.
And even with that, you know, just to tap into that article and what it meant then and what it actually means now, because I get a lot of clients because I'm a licensed cosmetologist, but I do hair, natural hair. However, I'm trained in doing absolutely everything. I can cut hair, do barbering and everything else as well. But I get a lot of clients who ask questions about products and what to use on their hair. And natural hair is a whole different thing, you know. But one of the things I want to get out there, because I know there's a lot of talk on these protein conditioners and stuff like this, and people are at home using these products and they're doing it often. Just be careful when doing a protein treatment is very good. However, you don't want to overdo it.
Not too much.
Yes, you're not to do it every 2 weeks. You know, you really have to do all things in moderation. So as a licensed cosmetologist, I would not recommend a protein treatment anything more than, I would give it at least a 6-week window. But it always depends on your hair personally. But I just want to get that message out there because you see a lot of people, you know, having hair issues, and it's linked to far too much protein in the hair. So just to get that out there. And everyone's hair is different.
Right. Everybody's hair is different. We've had those kind of conversations on, and they've talked about it right here on the show. You're absolutely right, and I agree. And that's a message that bears repeating. But fact is, Siobhan, and that's one of those types of things that we kind of talked about. Right now, it's do you trust your hair care to the internet? Well, now, heck yeah. But, again, you want to be selective always. But one of the things that that really gets me on this is that way back when I did that article for the Daily Challenge in Brooklyn, New York, that is on my Instagram at Heinz Kerry, what it reminds me of, again, going back to what you said, it predates the internet, essentially. Mm-hmm. So the internet as we know it today. Back then, there were those chat rooms and all of that kind of thing, and folks didn't want to give the credit card numbers. Remember those days where you didn't want to even put a card number in? That kind of stuff. And we had those discussions on them.
Amazon is at the door every day.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But it was the information superhighway. And so this is something that we kind of look at these days and kind of think, what were we trying to do? And so I'm just excited that it's been many years. That was over 2 decades ago that I wrote that article.
Yeah. And well, I guess the article that would be, the new article now, I guess, is should you trust your hair to AI, you know? That's pretty much the new way now, you know?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Since then, we've looked at everybody who's had an impact on hair care, really, and how it has evolved. And yeah. I'm grateful that we've brought a lot of those folks right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and continue to be a force. I've written many, many different articles on everything. One of my other favorite articles that I've written that I look back at, I've written for other folks. And I think the folks at the furniture company down in Jersey had hired me to do a piece one of our favorite folks out in Australia, Catherine Rondebel, who you guys have heard about right here with Headbeds.
Headbeds, yes, big shout out
yeah.
to Headbeds,
yeah. Remember Headbeds? Yes, Siobhan, we've been through a lot, folks, here at the Hair Radio Show. We've had some amazing times, and I just want to say thank you. I really do. Now, Siobhan, what are your thoughts about Hair Radio Houston? What do you have to say about the big, big, not so much a move, but an addition to what we were doing here, what we've been broadcasting out on the East? What are your thoughts now that we have Hair Radio Houston?
I think it's amazing, and I think it's going to be outstanding. You know, I'm from New Jersey all day, but Texas is a whole different energy, so I think it's a real good thing. So anyone out in Houston, Texas, or the Texas area, definitely now is the time to touch base. Or if you're giving an event or anything in Texas, you definitely want to reach out to Hair Radio. So, you know, we can get the information out to everybody. I think it's an absolutely great thing. The energy of Texas is just beautiful. I've visited a few times, and honestly, I loved it. I got one foot in. I might be right behind you, let me tell you. Texas is definitely a great place. It's a great place, and people are pleasant.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you've been listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, we call also a.k.a. Hair Radio Houston. Listen, we're still broadcasting everywhere to all our fans, everywhere, every corner of the earth, literally, and everybody's just been so supportive and wonderful as we continue marching towards so many, so high a number of shows, and just having your support has meant the world. So, Siobhan, just keep on what you're doing and all that, you know, all that matters. And, you know, helping others in the industry and your clients and just clients and our listeners as well. You've been a big part of that help and success. Yeah. And we
Thank
just
you.
Got
the, any, mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say we just got the best team.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. And listen, my door is always open. So if there's any stylists out there just looking for a place to do a day or what have you, feel free to touch bases with me. You could connect with me via Hair Radio. And, you know, my door is definitely open to any professional hairstylist out there and upcoming hairdressers as well. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And on that note, we're going to have you to keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefy Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the Force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
just rubbing. did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
An amazing, amazing guest. I'm so super excited. This is one of the people that has been there through my podcast journey. As you know, we are back, refreshed, renewed after a very long, long hiatus. So sorry, you guys. But, you know, we're back with a great guest. But, yes, he has been there for me, answered questions for me. I've been on his show. He has been someone that I can, you know, look to and be my role model for one of the things, my role model for things. So I'm super excited to introduce Mr. Keri Hinds. And I can't wait for him to tell you about who he is, because although I'm talking about his podcast and his show, I think he's really close to a very big number in episodes, but he does so many other things. So, Keri, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. It is very much an honor to be on the Miss Savvy Pro Show. I feel like I've made it to the top. For us, myself, Keri Hinds, and the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Hair Radio brand, which is just one component of what I do, but it's a big one. And it has been very important. It's probably had the greatest influence of pretty much all my platforms, and where we've been able to make an impression on everyone from entrepreneurs of all walks of life, to those who are specializing in the hair and beauty industry, which has been my stock and trade for several decades. And I'm just very honored. And then I kind of parlayed that into a big, big platform with my own hair products called Kerapy, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. That means Keri and hair therapy. And if that's not enough, I also, of course, started a great magazine. Right now it's online digital, called Afrolock, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, Afrolock Magazine. And I'm so proud of it, because what it really exemplifies is that it is a lock on Afro culture. So that magazine is a lifestyle brand, which is so funny, because when I created it, I had already been working in the area with magazines like Upscale. I had been there, one of their graphic artists, and also produced their radio network. So I was already familiar in that space. And so I decided to launch our own brand.
I honestly honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them
yeah.
instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
enough
I'm comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does. But Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally.
Mad.
You didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
didn't get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people
yeah.
that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know where my voice belongs.
Overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number 4, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these 4 ways of addressing overwhelm by 1, saying no, 2, consulting your calendar, 3, clearing your mind, and 4, getting organized by priority.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important, and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge. just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Guys know Katrina. She has always dropped in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You really have, Katrina, and I just want to say thank you for being a great supporter of our show. So how are you doing again? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. I'm doing fine, and hello, fans out there of the Hair Radio Show.
Okay. Thank you, Katrina, and saying hi to a fan. I love it. Okay, well, and now I have my own fan club called the Cave Bears. Okay, let me get it right. The Care Bears, kind of like a play on the old Care Bears show, the little cartoons and stuff. So it's K-E-R Bears, K-E-R, Care Bears. That's really kind of fancy. What do you think?
Yes, it is. I like that.
The Care Bears.
You got your happy, you got your lucky.
So I'm super excited. Now listen, we brought you here today because I want to talk about this health initiative that's out there and all the things that that folks, especially our fans and the Care Bears, let me just go ahead and put that on out there, are concerned about. You know, I'm not even going to say some of us. We're all getting a little bit older out there, and we want to know how to take better care and all of that, how health ties into it. And so insurance is always this big, perplexing bucket for folks, you know, and so we are always, you know, a little bit hesitant to dive in. But I'm so happy that you're here today to kind of share and break it on down for us, Katrina. Ms. Katrina Jones, so what exactly is this Affordable Care Act, and what does Obama have to do with it?
What it is, it's a formally of the Obamacare, which was founded in 2010, and it was revolutionized for the American healthcare landscape to help people to be able to afford and comprehend health insurance coverage. It's also the primary objective to ensure that individuals and their families have the quality health care services regardless of their income and pre-existing conditions. And the government program also has instrumental in improving the quality of the people, and within the benefits, it helps with such things as preventive and wellness, ambulance, hospitalization, prescription drugs, mental health, wellness, and knowing what's been going on around here in the world today is our mental health. Mental health is bothering so many people, so this Obamacare is basically structured, almost structured to help towards those who have mental health issues, and it will help them get into the programs or even get the help that they need for those who have mental health awareness problems. And that's another thing that I loved about it, because it spoke so highly about the mental health. But with me on my end, who I am the community outreach specialist that can help those get within the ACA for those who think they can't afford it. I can get them in through to talk to one of our licensed specialists where they won't have to end up paying so much. They can pay either from zero at all to maybe a little or a little. They can pay you almost up to like $16 a month, but it's still something they can be able to afford, and they won't have to pay $600 to $100 or something a month if they go straight through the healthcare.gov.
Wow. So what's the first step someone should do when looking at this whole healthcare picture? What step should they take first, Katrina?
The first step is they can just ask questions of what is it used for, or why should we get it? And we can just tell them about that it's for the low income or pre-existing issues, or even if you don't have Medicare, and the type of Medicare that you have, you can still get it. And if you even have like the Medicaid, and even if you pay like $5 or somewhere, even with having Medicaid, you can still qualify to be able to get the Affordable Care Act, because you're still paying somewhere on some medical
and still
have to get it.
And we can hear you've got a house full there, because you always are taking care of the kids. We just love it. Listen, Katrina, I want to say, so folks who might be interested, maybe they want to reach out to Katrina Jones out in Texas. Now, this is for anyone in our listening audience in America. You can get a hold of Katrina. We can put you in touch through the Hair Radio Morning Show and connect you with Katrina directly, and she'll be able to respond back to you. I think that would be awesome. Katrina, if you have a website you can send them to or anything like that, feel free. Or
I don't have a website. I just have my phone number, and my phone number is always open. It's
I'll tell you what. Why don't we just have you put them through the Hair Radio Morning Show. And what we'll do, you guys out there, just reach out to us. We'll connect you. And then listen out for Katrina's commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll hear her commercial, and we will put your contact number in there, Katrina, for everybody, okay? So listen, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being with us, Katrina. And what would you like to leave folks with today in knowing about this Affordable Care Act?
I just don't want them to hesitate and to just reach out. It doesn't matter what your conditions are, and if you need to get in to see a doctor and cannot afford it, do not hesitate to reach out to the Hair Radio Show so you can get in contact with me, and I will, trust me, be able to get you the help that you need. Because no one needs to just sit around and not take care of their health because they can't think they can't afford it, because it is out there.
Well, I love that it's called the Affordable Care Act. I guess that was the idea. Well, listen, you're doing big things, Katrina, and we just love following you here. You've got the biggest fan club of all. So thank you so much for being a Care Bear and a big fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as Michael Hopkins, who has his own fan club group, and Nicole Marie. So everybody got a fan club out there. Listen, thanks so much for being with us, okay? It's always a pleasure.
into your eyes, mesmerized by the ties that hold us together. Wishful thinking, you and me, one-on-one lovers, friends forever. Give me the chance to romance, and I'll remind you, you got a serious future behind you. So come on over here, girl, and do as you please, and don't sweat me for checking out your groceries.
Why do I sweat when I got the juice? I'm just a girl with the play, loving on the loose. You see, you're the kind of man that needs my affection, my love and protection. What to be imperfection? Don't be fronting on me, you know who I am. Other sisters you do, just don't give a damn. So brother, I don't want to change your world. All I want to do is be your girl. Understand what I'm saying?
I want to be your girl.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I happen to be right here with Hair Radio Houston, literally our very, very first guest that I'm so honored to say. And right now, I'm actually literally from your home down here in Houston, Texas. I have to say, just an amazing couple of folks that just makes me be feel real proud to be here. So my very special guest to introduce you guys to, now she's just a mover and shaker. We're going to have her tell you all about it, Miss Sharon Rayon. So here, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, Hair Radio people. It is so good to be here. Welcome to Houston, Texas. I am so glad that you are here and in my home. I am so looking forward to listening and being a part of the family.
Well, listen, we have to say welcome. Now, one of the reasons that we wanted to come out here and shout out to my dear colleague, did you guys know Miss LaDonna? So just going to say hi over there because she helps to make help to make this possible today. So hold it. Now, I gotta ask, let's start a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us down here in Houston. Now, I have already found the folks to be very special. But what makes you, and you've been up in our neck of the woods, we still broadcast out of New York and New Jersey and all that, but what makes the Houston folks so special in your opinion?
I think that Houston is a melting pot of Louisiana and Texas. Mm-hmm. So you'll find more people coming from North Louisiana to Houston. And so the melting pot is a down-home, big country town. So you just feel like you're at home, but you get that flavor of Louisiana, but at the same time, you get that big city. But a lot of people have come here from there. So you'll find that parents that have come from Louisiana, they've migrated here. And it's just warm and it's loving and it's home.
Yeah. And you said Louisiana and Texas and flavor and all that just makes me think of the FOOD, the food, which I have just been spoiled down here. So everybody can cook down here. What do you say about everybody when they're raving about the food down here in Texas? And we're not talking, Tex-Mex is okay, but not necessarily talking about Tex-Mex. What do you say?
We're talking about Cajun. We're talking about home cook, warm, we call it comfort food in Louisiana up north. And I think you get a lot of that. Now, everybody can't cook. Let's just keep that real. Not everybody can cook around here.
Okay.
My husband says that I can't cook because I don't cook Southern style with the spices.
Okay.
I cook the warm and comfort food that make people sit around and not ever want to go home.
Wow. It gets no better than that.
It gets no better than that. But that's what he's used to, the spices.
Yeah.
I like the black-eyed peas, the cornbread, the okra and tomatoes with hamburger meat and rice and red beans and rice. Nobody can make red beans and rice better than I can.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to let you test and you let me know.
And I'm going to just tell you guys, I'll fill you all in. Listen, I just have to say thank you. What a beautiful set of folks. Thank you guys out here for just making this video very special for me today and welcoming me down here in my new home and our new base for Hair Radio Houston. And you guys represent it well. So thanks so much for being with us. Okay, awesome job today. All right.
Thank you. And thank you for being a part of our new family. We're going to take very good care of you. So wherever you are, just know that Carrie's going to be well taken care of.
Listen to that. All right. I may never leave. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We have so much more to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. Live. It's Wednesday morning, April 10th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is so, so good to have you guys with us as we kind of roll along here into our second hour of the show, our Hot Mic Live. It is my great honor and pleasure every day to bring this incredible lady to the line for all of you to hear. You know her. She's out of a place called Water Valley, Mississippi. Longest serving co-host on this show since we started. It is my honor again to welcome back Queen Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Big
old morning.
Welcome,
good
everybody.
Morning.
Yes.
Thank
How
you so much,
you?
Carrie. I am wonderful. Happy mid-show. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to all of our listeners and our fans, and a special shout out to the Queens and Kings fan club. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, yes. You heard
that.
Yes. Well, you know what? We should probably talk about that, Nicole Marie.
All right, let's do it.
And yeah, I just want to say first, again, it's good to speak with you and all the fans everywhere, everybody. We just love you. We appreciate you tuning in to the show.
Thank you.
And to the Queens and Kings, that's your fan club. My fan club is called the Care Bears. K-E-R, get it? Yeah, not C-A-R-E, but the Care Bears. And I just love it. Michael's, of course, the Claim Hunters, he'll talk about them in just a bit. You should be along in about 20 minutes from right now. I have to say, yes, good morning to all of our fans, wherever you are. And it's so great to have you with us. And we're going to be rolling out all kinds of fan club subscriptions and things like that, where you literally can sign up and get all kinds of amazing supportive things. And just, you know, it'll be really, really good. So hold it. I've been digging into the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just enjoyed it from top to bottom.
I have been listening and have enjoyed it. Yes. Now, let me say, shout out to Miss LaDonna and Miss Sharon. And Miss Sharon, I'm flying in for Sunday dinner, so be ready for me.
She really brings it. And as you said, I'm in good hands down here in Houston, Texas. Just delicious cooking. And I love what she said about the proximity to Louisiana. Because I believe that's the influence where it pertains to the cuisine, the seasoning, the flavors. I'm a big, big believer of taste and flavor.
Yeah.
I don't like bland food.
I love some good food, Karen.
Let me tell you something. They deliver down here. I mean, literally, the food is just incredible. I've been eating up a storm, hitting up all the restaurants down here. In fact, we'll have to put together a segment covering some of my favorite restaurants, even that I've been to down here that they've introduced me to. So,
we'll talk
about that. Oh, boy. That's so much fun. It really is. I just got to say.
I want to give a shout out to my sister, Katrina.
Talking about the Affordable Care Act.
Shout out to Katrina in Texas.
She did a great job. Texas.
So very important,
indeed.
Carrie. Very important. Because your health is your wealth. So everybody should be able to be covered and be able to go to the doctor when they need to, yearly checkups. That's critical. Yeah. That is critical.
It should be something that everyone has access to good health care. You are correct about that.
So true.
I shout out Katrina. Her commercial will be running real soon right here. I'm so proud of all
her
efforts.
Can't wait to hear it.
And she's just been incredibly supportive. Big fan.
We love you, Katrina.
And also, I love that everybody on the show, we all have our different dialects. I love her Southern Texas dialect, and we all have them. I have a dialect, my little Northeasterner dialect. Everybody has a different sound, and I love it. That's what this show represents, everybody. We just love it. We're all part of this great tapestry of America. So just wanted to get that out there. She's fantastic. And you guys, I remember you were the original Angels. Remember Michael Hopkins?
Yes, we were. Michael's Angels.
That's right. On the Vet Talk radio show, along with Noor Jahan, doing real big stuff. You guys really just helped us to really launch into the stratosphere. And so just big thank you to all involved and, of course, the genius of Mr. Michael Hopkins. We'll talk about that a little later. Yeah. So listen, I have to tell you guys out there, so much going on in this world today. But my thing is, I've been seeing so much with the young folks, and you know, we're not just the young folks, but just not. I don't understand. Okay, here's the thing. We just had an eclipse.
Right.
Now, with this eclipse, it's been all over the news. Don't stare at the actual eclipse happening. You have
right.
to wait
you
until
have to wear
it is fully on top of the moon is fully blocking
exactly.
the sun.
Exactly.
That's when it stays. They said it a zillion times. That's why you need the glasses. So if you're trying to look up there before that, you need the glasses.
Exactly.
Well, boy, oh boy, it's been reported since a day or two later following the actual eclipse. Folks started Googling, complaining that their eyes were hurting and all. I'm like, what the world?
Because you didn't follow
world?
Directions.
I'm sorry. What's happened to this? Where are the folks getting these?
Listen and follow directions. It's real simple.
Oh, my gosh. I said, are you guys just, have you lost your mind? Did the moon block something else in your head called a brain? I mean, good grief. What
that may have happened before the solar eclipse.
Yeah, I call it a brain eclipse because this makes no sense that folks are sitting up here now to play. Stop. Why would you stare up at the moon? You know that this, the sun, you know that this is a potential thing. I remember when I was a kid, you remember your mom, they always, don't look, don't stare at the sun.
Right.
Don't
right.
stare at the sun. And that has always been in my head. So on these
right.
eclipse things,
while we have sunglasses,
I really
protect your eyes from UV rays.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And but I was cracker. I'm like, well, now you're complaining. Well, why would you stare at the sun?
Exactly.
I don't know about folks. I just shake my head at doing all kind of crazy things. It just reminds me of those stunts and things that they have on TikTok,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. Well, Carrie, yes. Let me tell you, you want to hear and see a whole bunch of other things, you just step into the school for one day. Your head will really be spinning.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm just blown away that what's happened to the common sense approach to life and things. I just have to say, I'm glad my poor Care Bears are like wondering what happened out there. I don't know. Oh, Marie, it's just gotten too cuckoo doing that. But, you know, but we're going to try to kind of keep on pushing forward out there.
Exactly.
Today, playing some of
no matter
my
what
favorite
information is out there, Carrie. Somebody's always
yeah.
going to do the opposite. So the way
well,
it is, I guess.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm like, well, what's going on? We're just, I don't know, we're not using the brain too well at this time, in my opinion. But maybe
Carrie, have you ever heard
we'll,
common sense is not so common?
Well, you know what? We've proven it to be true in this country in recent times, especially those folks looking up at the eclipse.
Exactly.
Who were staring
exactly.
with no glasses. I don't know what to say on that
it's sad,
one.
Sad but true.
Yes, it really is. Well, folks, you've been listening. We've been kind of even getting on a little bit of Miss Phyllis Hyman. I'm in a Phyllis mood today, so you'll likely hear some more from Miss Hyman and just a bit on
all
the
right.
radio morning.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah, great music.
You're killing this
playlist.
Music this morning, Carrie. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. No, we've got some great music items on the playlist this morning and just so much fun. And that's what it's all about. It really is. So, now I want to talk as well, Nicole Marie. When we started with the fan club idea and what you're all about, and just, and I trusted that, well, you've got mostly a queens. You definitely, what you represent is so important
to
women and little girls everywhere. But you also, you're so inspirational with your talk. So we have to have the kings in there too. So we're so proud of all that
kings,
you're doing.
Terry. Well, thank you. Well, also as a part of what I represent and what I love so much, Carrie, is the family. And so you can't have the family without the kings and the queens. So
you know what?
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
So true. Well, listen, I've got, talk about that being so critical. It is. And you're absolutely right. Oh, yeah. And that's what's the highlight of these fan clubs that we now have. Because the fan clubs represent a little bit about each of us. And so the Care Bears, for me, because for some reason, bears have loomed large in my life, largely, I should say. They really have, because I've always had bears around, from Winnie the Pooh when I was a little kid. We used to have the little, I won't say albums back then, to creating children's characters based on bears and all of that, and putting on theater shows. So my fans, my little fan base, are the Care, K-E-R Bears, the Care Bears. So good morning, Care Bears.
Awesome.
And real happy to have you done this. Yeah, up there. Right. But the queens, the queens and kings.
The queens.
Awesome work. Yeah. Okay,
and
well,
also, Carrie, let me just say, another facet of the queens and the kings is also a big part of what we stand for is the community. It takes the kings and the queens to make up our community and to make a difference in our community. So,
well, you're doing
kings and
just
queens
that.
Just represent so much and so critical and so important. So,
well, what I love is that your whole position is so steeped in positivity and royalness. I call it royalty. And
royalty.
Everything is so connected to that.
That's
and
right.
I just appreciate it so much.
And we are kings and queens, Carrie.
We
if
are.
People
that's
don't know,
what's so amazing.
Hey, you better realize real quick, we are definitely.
That's right. I love it. That's right. Well, listen, speaking of which, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, but this is something that came across my desk just yesterday. I had to take a sip there. There is a new show coming out called, you guys are familiar with it, it's Good Times. It's based
love
on the original TV series Good Times that I love too, with the iconic Esther Rolle, all the kids and the dad and all of that and the project. Well, it's this time around, they've redone the concept with relatives, I guess, of the original family. But it's turned into a cartoon. It's been turned into a cartoon. So I'm not against the idea of the cartoon, but what has been such a controversial item is that the new family is still in the project, which it's not the same family that we grew up with. It's like some relatives or some other folks in there. But, you know, in 40 years, they couldn't have moved out of the project.
Exactly.
Closed, you know, that's where
this
the controversy
is
coming in. And so this is going to be released on Friday. My question is, would you watch? Is this something that you think would be entertaining in 2000, as you just noted, 2024? Nicole Marie, so what are your thoughts on something like
sure,
that?
Sure, Carrie. I think that I would watch it just to see what it's about. Now, would I continue to watch it? I don't know, because I feel as though, you know, after so many years, come on now. The environment should be different. So I'm not sure if it's something that's really going to catch on and that people are going to be excited about and actually watch it.
Exactly. And just shouting out also, remember, we've had Eric Monty, who was one of the co-creators of Good Times, right here on our show.
Right.
So I'll have to reach out, see if we can get a hold of
him.
Yeah,
please do.
To weigh in on this. And also I'm wondering, is he getting paid anything from this? But now that may not be the case, because remember there was lawsuits and all this kind of stuff, and oftentimes
exactly.
You might sign over your rights. So I don't know, but he should be, because it's really based on creating partner, Lionel from the Jeffersons, the original Lionel and the Jeffersons. So interesting stuff. We've been talking positivity. I've just been loving everything. We had Siobhan open up this morning. Talking about
shout out to Siobhan.
All that good stuff. Yeah, really good stuff on the show. And she's been kind of helping us out here in the mornings and just doing some good stuff. Now, I want to say, speaking of positivity, and by the way, that Good Times cartoon is set to air on Friday. So check your listings and Google it. You'll get all the details
on
that.
I'll be looking for it.
And, we'll try to give you an update on that sometime next week. Also, still got some wonderful big surprises coming up a little bit later in this week and next week. So you definitely want to keep it right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, each day we do something very special here. That is all about getting folks' day started in the best way that we know, really. And from entrepreneurship to hair and beauty talk, as you pointed out earlier, community talk, just so much. That's, and the veterans, of course. We have to not forget our incredible veterans, and we salute you as well. But Nicole Marie, our days begin with hope, and that's
hope.
We are. Yes. So let's take a listen to our hope of the day.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes.
All right. High Hopes, Patrick Lindsay book. What do you have on tap for us today, Nicole Marie?
The hope of the day is retain your power, no matter how great the pressure or how confused the situation. Hold tight to your personal power of choice. You always have the final say to make your own choices according to your own beliefs. Back to you, Carrie.
I love that. That's an interesting one. Okay. I'm still on the retain your power part. I agree. I am. I do believe that you do want to hold on to your power. But first, you've got to figure out what that power is and
exactly.
Then make it what I call a superpower. And that's exactly what you hold on to. So we're going to improve upon Patrick's words this morning. So yeah, hold tight, as he says. I agree. And work that and realize that really the power is in positivity. It's
exactly.
In positive thinking. It's in, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship. Every entrepreneur, how I tend to do well or better every day is by starting my day in a positive way. So
exactly.
That's my power. That's my superpower that I'm going to just go ahead and weigh in that way. What about yourself, Nicole?
I agree. I totally agree, mm-hmm. Carrie. And your voice is your power. And you should
yeah.
use it in a positive way, just like you said. And sometimes, depending on the situation, others will try to sway us one way or the other. But no, just like as Patrick said, it's about you. It's about your beliefs. It's about your superpowers. And you need to hold tight to it. Don't be swayed by what
wow.
other people think you should do.
Exactly.
You hold on to your power and exercise it.
I'm with you 100%. Well, listen, let's get Hopkins. You guys know him. He's with us every day. Yes, out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And does he
oh, very much so.
All about the power, the power.
Very
Michael
much
Hopkins,
so.
Good morning again.
Good morning,
happy
Michael.
Good morning again. Oh,
so
yes,
what do you have
power.
To say, Michael? Yes.
Oh, very much so. There's one power that everybody has. Crazy as it may seem, we all have this thing called a brain. And all we have to
well,
do is
know
learn how to use it.
The eclipse
Michael, everybody doesn't use that brain, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the key component. Sometimes some of us do not use that thing. We don't use it. They tell us, don't test the fire. What do we do?
Touch the fire.
We go
test
the fire. But we all have a brain, and we all should learn how to use it.
This is true.
We all should know, you know, right from wrong, left from right. What to do, what not to
keyword,
do.
Keywords.
Now, Michael, so this is really it. Do you retain your power each day? What do you do to hold on to your power?
Well, one of the things I do, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie, is I learn how to analyze things and look at it, take the emotional part out of it. And I look at things for what it's worth. Is this a good move or is this a bad move? Not the way I feel because it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Let's see logically what makes sense and logically what does not make sense. That's the way
okay.
I look at things.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to be revisiting these, and we just love this hope of the day every day right here. Great job, Nicole Marie.
Every
awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, as always. It's time for more Phyllis. Remember, I told you I'm in a Phyllis mood today. So we've
all
just
right.
been killing it. Yeah, so this we're going to get on one of my favorite songs. A little different for us here on the show, but I just love it every time we get this on. Take a listen. We've got so much more to get into. Michael, when we come back, more on that talk from yesterday. We're going to cover what happened on yesterday's broadcast, what's coming up next week. Let's dig on in and unpack all that we're going to get into. So more of the Hair Radio Morning Show right after this. Stay with us. Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Tell the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about Maya Vanna. Tell us about Maya Vanna, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Kerry. I have to give a shout out to our team. Shirley Dickinson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Groover, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of Maya Vanna. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Thank you for that.
And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Ms. Candace. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the Maya Vanna team, thank you, Kerry, for having us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is Maya Vanna, and where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, Maya Vanna, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair. And the word Maya Vanna comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana.
And so that's how
Maya Vanna was created. Absolutely. And there's a
really cool story
behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep the things for her to talk about as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm loving this. I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at Maya Vanna and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what, and that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love
am.
That. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes,
so,
absolutely.
What's the role that what does a chief hair officer do as a company? Tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper when it came to doing consultations, which is, for us, the foundation of healthy hair, when you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And the answer was, what gave you your most success? which is ionic technology and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to my Ivana. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And
wow.
It's so amazing, Carrie, that throughout the years we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Bronner Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And
absolutely.
With Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems, but building, you know, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, you know, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology. And it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking for to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, you know, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very results-oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, you know, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
I think with all of the conversations that I've had probably in the last year, Carrie, and of course, you know, we've had our industry hair, beauty, and skin, and, you know, ethnic beauty has taken a hard hit. So I think one of the most important projects to me is to tell my story of just how I grew up in black hair care. At the beginning of the boom, as the billion-dollar economic industrial revolution of what we call the curl, even though we were coming out of pressing curls and going into the Afro. So that's one of the things I'm working on. It's a documentary of my life and how I grew up in black hair care. And some of people, it's funny, you know, because people would always say, you know, we had all this wealth and black dynasties and of generating black wealth, but where did the kids go? You know, where did the money go? Where did that whole wealth gap? Where is it? And so I felt, you know, a sense of responsibility to at least tell it from my perspective. So that it's almost like that. All that wealth kind of like evaporated. And so,
well, that's what I'm going to ask you. Yeah, where did the money go?
Where? That's the question, the million-dollar question here, literally.
Yeah.
We're talking about generations of hair industry superstar folks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, so
it's a complex conversation because you can't talk about where the wealth went until you talk about there's a conversation that I do address called gerontocracy. And gerontocracy is when the passing doesn't happen. And your predecessors stay too long. And they stay too long because they're not adapting. And we always talk about how companies should adapt to the, you adapt inside before you see signs of the changing of the trend or changing of the times. And so there's a thing that, and when you get into the 70s and 80s, most of those companies were ran by men, black men. And so black men tend to look at their children differently.
Watch it, Cheryl Morrow. No, geez.
Black women. You know, no, they do. And it's, let's just say, you know, you have your John Johnson. You have your George Johnson. You have your Mr. Dudleys. You have your Mr. Morrows. You have your Mr. Bronners. You have the World of Curls and the Donnies and the Leisure Curls. You had these men. And so they did have children. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the limelight is addictive. The limelight is addictive. And they just don't see the continuity of their legacies through their children. It sounds like a good thing. They know they should do it, but they don't do it. You know, and so there's a cultural thing. And then when you have the Eunice Johnsons and the Celia DeVore, and you have Dr. Katie Wickhams, and you have this when you have women. They tend to let go a little easier. So those legacies can continue. But there is just like a real cultural thing. And then I get into the documentary because it's real talk. Mm. You know, this is not just us wanting to pass wealth. It's not us wanting to just close wealth gaps. You can't close wealth gaps if you don't have a continuity of the predecessor into the succession plan, which is your children.
I agree.
You can't close a gap because the gap keeps getting wider because white America keeps passing it on and locking it within their culture. We don't. Mm. It's a cultural thing.
We don't
get
really
into that.
Yeah,
we don't get it.
Well, let me ask you about that a little bit, Cheryl.
Yeah,
I want to ask you about that because, you know, I mean, on a simplistic term, in a very simple way, I talk to a lot of hairstylists, you know, throughout the years, and I always ask them about, you know, they open up the shops, and I say, well, what about your kids, you know, or they helping you or working at the shops and, you know, and this and that. And they cannot get those kids to help them at the shops. The kids generally take it for granted. You know, they've got all the money that comes from, the parents' hard work at these salons and barbershops, and they just go on and living a very, great life from the benefits of the financial aspect, but they do nothing to support the parents' hard work, and they truly are not going to be heading up any kind of, taking on a business. That's just not even on the table. And I always wondered about that, and I kind of think about it for my own company. So this is something that is very, very important, and it's a big disparity between the African-American community with regards to succession, I call it, and the people who are outside of our community. So this is really something that is very interesting to me, and I know you're on a different level with it, but it just, I don't understand. Is it just something that the kids don't, you know, should we expect them to want to, to continue on in their, with their parents' legacy? You know, is this something?
Yeah. But think about it, Gary.
I didn't want to be a barber. My father started out as a barber.
Right.
The key here is that Mr. Marl created a company. Now, think about it. Most hair, you know, because I'm a hairstylist. I get it.
Yes.
The problem is,
yes,
is that their hairstyling portion of their business is not a company. So there is no room to do other things besides maybe promotions or marketing of the,
right.
the parents' actual skill sets, which is doing hair. Where else
right.
is there other means of doing something else if the child or if the offspring is not doesn't want to do hair? And just think of this analogy, and I always tell them when I get this question, you know, would I really want to inherit a cotton picking business? You know, black people pick cotton.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, would I want to pass that on? You know, so the physical portions of, you know, businesses are not companies. Businesses is one thing, and a company is another. So in a company is encased, which I always tell people, I'm an intrapreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't need to make anything. I don't need to discover anything. I don't need to do any of that. What I need to do is to come in with something already formed and take it to the next level. So because my father
an innovator.
Had a company, right, he had a company which had, you know, roots, and then it springed out with branches and leaves. So there was so many branches to him because they – and just take the Johnson daughter, you know, with Ebony and Jet. Because Ebony and Jet
right.
and was really actually a beauty business. There was Duke and Raveen, this relaxer, and Duke was a men's line. There were so many other things to do within Johnson Publishing. So it was an actual company.
Right.
So that tends to
exactly.
allow the successor to kind of fit in and take the reins. But if you are just a business, which hair salons are, barber, you and it's tied to the parent's physical skills. And yeah, you really have a very difficult time
wow.
with that, with the succession plan.
Well, now
yeah.
you are
yeah.
talking about in this, yes, in your upcoming documentary, we're talking about some of the biggest names in the hair industry. And so I'm just, one of the things that jumps out at me, have you heard any feedback from some of those, you know, some of those families, some of those super well-known hair industry superstar families? Have
yeah,
you gotten any feedback
they're
yet?
Evaporating.
What are their thoughts?
Well, the problem,
wow.
well, too, when you are acquired by big companies like Procter & Gamble or L'Oreal, and you evaporate. Yeah, there is nothing to, unless you stay on as a consultant or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
and that doesn't
you evaporate.
Last too long. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl Morrow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I'm yeah. looking forward to this documentary.
Well,
so,
on
that.
Because I was in it. Yeah, I
yeah.
was in the studio doing San Diego Monitor News business as a publisher because we now had it
yeah.
at a podcast studio, right? And in the middle of
wonderful.
That, I see, I get a phone call from Chicago or someplace, and they want, you know, 1,000, you know, Willie Morrow blow-dry novels. It's just that, you know, here I go, I'm in the newspaper, but I get calls about something that was created over 45 years ago. And it's still the number one heat tool on Amazon. That is succession.
Well,
so I have to take an order for
let's...
something in beauty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's an amazing
and
thing.
Exactly.
Because that's a company. And it's not.
Yes.
You know,
and I want to remind,
yes.
I absolutely want to remind everybody about the amazing legacy and lineage that you have. So we're talking about the Morrow family dynasty. So in the hair business, and your father, as you
yeah.
just mentioned, that starting with the novel, tell us a little bit
yeah.
about his invention, because that really, that hit the mark out there and made him pretty much a household name in the hair industry,
yeah.
as far as I'm concerned.
Well, just combs, period. I think that in those 60s, 1964,
uh-huh.
bringing to commercial market is the brilliance of Mr. Morrow, not the fact that he's creating or duplicating something that had already been done in the continent of Africa. So the comb in and of itself is not the invention. The invention is to be able to put it in industrial commerce to make it available, because if you didn't go to the continent of Africa in 1963, 1964, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it, right? Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
So the ability for him to take it, to redesign it, patent it, take it to the U.S. Congress, put it into commerce, and to commercialize it, monetize it, right, and productize it, and make it available for black people in the West Indies, black people in North America, black people in in Europe, and black people in Asia, black people in Africa too. They didn't know it was a thing, you know. So we could fashion and style our hair and be a part of the secular world. So the Afrocomb was put in the secular world by Mr. Morrow by redesigning it and industrializing it. It's the same process as taking tobacco. Yeah, tobacco is natural and it's in its environment, but to make it be consumed and then enrich yourself by that great legacy called an Afrocomb, and then making other people have it in Cuba and you know, and in Hawaii and in other places. So that was the brilliance. Invented up to create this generation, and then you have the first one, and then the next generation of them, and then to have utility patents, and then go into, you know, making a comb and a blow dry so we can have blowouts and straighten hair and things of that nature. That was, I think, the difference between a Mr. Morrow, a Joe Dudley, a Gardner, a Machine, a different angle. To being part of
also,
the legacy of ethnic beauty.
Absolutely. And I just want to also bring attention to that documentary, because to me, 400 Years Without a Comb was so far ahead. Now, documentaries are a lot more, you know, out there. Maybe it has a lot to do with the pandemic that we have come through. But I do want to say that the documentary, that documentary really started a lot of the hair industry documentaries, if you will, to me. You know, I think it's one of the most well-known and most seen hair industry documentary in the world. So, and we're talking about 400 Years Without a Comb, and it's still out there, and I'm just loving that. So, again, we're talking about hair legacies and loving it.
Yeah, it started out as a book. And I think that that is probably one of the reasons why it's the hair care, you know, historical Bible that everyone goes to, you know, because it's a three-generation book. In all three decades, Mr. Morrow rewrote it. And then in the last... the fourth quarter of its generation and its edition, he created, and Mr. Morrow just really deals with the culture inside of the plantation, and it starts there, because the commercial market that you and I enjoy was started on the plantation. It formed itself into. And because of that complete disconnection for about three centuries, that disconnection from the world's first organized beauty kind of, you know, that activity, the way we did it, you know, it was not quite done. When Europe went to colonialize Africa, that is where they learned hygiene. The roots of beauty is hygienic, not, you know, fashion and styling and things of that nature. But it was basically really had its roots in hygiene. And I think that starting there, only a black person could have done that, Perry. You know, no one
cared about.
Absolutely.
Obviously. How you fashioned
Absolutely.
Yourself and cleaned yourself and how you, you know, became this really sophisticated society and culture, and how you, you know, you did things, you know, with your body and your health and well-being. No one was interested in that type of story. So, yeah, once again, Mr. Morrow hit it on the head, you know.
And it didn't stop there. The San Diego Monitor News, I want to talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit, for those who are outside of the California experience, if you will, what exactly is that? And I believe that it you go everywhere with it. So tell everybody about it.
Yeah. We turned from New York. I lived in New York for 19 years. And, you know, one of the things that, and this is me, you know, I'm going to tell this story in the documentary. One of the reasons why Mr. Morrow got into publishing is not really because he had a great love for journalism, but black people don't really understand that it's legacy to get a newspaper. All hair care men, all hair care families, it was almost like a rite of passage. You had to get a publication. You know, most people think that John Johnson got the publication and then got into the hair business. No, John Johnson, was already in beauty. So their mentor, S.B. Fuller, always told them and taught Joe Dudley, George Johnson, which is Ultra Sheen, Johnson Product, and then John Johnson, which was Johnson Publishing. When you start your beauty line, you get you a newspaper. So Mr. Morrow was just following the great recipe and the great formula of success of S.B. Fuller, one of his mentors. So
yes,
all of them got newspapers. So Mr. Morrow got created one in San Diego in 1986 because of the mentor Bill Thompson. In creating, S.B. Fuller always taught them that you create your own advertising tool. So if you get on the cover of somebody else's publication, that was fine. But make sure that you are always, you create a product, you got to have a way to advertise it. So create a magazine in and of itself, put some content. And you see how forward they were, actually? And
oh,
you
yeah.
think about
oh,
how,
yeah.
so,
and,
how
and
powerful
that,
content
yeah.
is today. Yeah.
But oh, absolutely! They were way ahead.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was to be the power of the advertisement. You know, be ahead. Put yourself on your own cover. Put yourself. You know, look bigger than you know you actually are. You know, put your own content out there, your own stories, and then put yourself on the on the cover, and then put your own ads. And yeah, so it was always about advertising the actual root business. So that's how Mr. Morrow got into it, and then of course, and it just rolled into a journalistic product. You know, local business, local people, and things of that nature. And then
what's
been adjudicated for over almost, you know, we're heading into 40 years, you know. And so I have just taken over. And, of course, in 2010, I turned it digital. I saw the handwriting on the wall. And I was the first black paper in the state of California to be adjudicated and digitized at the same time. So it was I made sure that I created a hybrid. And it was probably because of my technical skills. You know, graphic skills and technical skills and all that stuff I learned while I was in New York, that I could make that turn and that very, very quickly. So,
well,
now
I love the stories
are,
that you guys cover. Yeah, yeah. We've got to tell folks
Thank
how
you,
can they get their hands or see. Oh, absolutely. I love when you guys put things out on the internet and, you know, and I see and you do such good work. I love the pictures and the graphics and everything, you're not telling the same stories that everybody else is telling. And that's...
No,
I
refuse to.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that our people need orientation and information. You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we have a saying, if you're not informed, news doesn't matter. You know, if you don't know anything.
Whoa.
You don't know anything.
I have
not
to write
informed.
That one down. If you're not informed, the news doesn't matter. Wow, that says it all. Wow, okay. You know, let me bring everybody on up to speed with this. If you're kind of just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest today. She really returns back to us. It's been quite a while. She comes back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know her. She was out here with us on the East Coast, but she's returned to California, the San Diego area, as we were just talking about, the SDMN, San Diego Monitor newspaper, which we just love, this San Diego Monitor News, I should say. So, Cheryl, how can they get this online? Do you have a place that you can send everybody to find out more, to register?
It's a mobile site, so you can get it on your mobile device. And you can go to the website, sdmonitornews.com. Our story content is very off the beat. I am very picky what our readers are exposed to. Going to get a very avant-garde, a very different way of looking at things. And I'll be honest, I believe that's one of our impediments. We are so 1960s directed. We are so infused in the 1960s that to get, you know, especially African Americans the 60s and 70s, it's very hard to get us back into the present moment of who we are. And
exactly.
I tell them all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. You think about it, African Americans, all 46 million, the average age of an African American in this country is 26 years old.
Isn't that?
And then
dealing with
the African diaspora, they're 19. So if you think about 26 and 19, then, you know, that's a lot of time that, you know, we've got to look at things differently. We got to look
we
at things very,
do.
Very millennial. I think that could be one of our strengths, thinking
absolutely.
About things in such a different way to get something. I have also another saying, you know, we want something we've never had. We've got to do something we've never done. We've got to think ways
exactly.
that we've never thought.
Exactly. Well, let me turn to probably I'm going to call it the elephant in the room, and that is the pandemic. Yes, and I know that's a topic and a half. That's a, you know, we'll probably have to add on 2 or 3 hours to cover this one. But what is your take when you look back? Because right now, as we go to the air with this particular broadcast today, we are more than what they're saying in terms of emerging and all of that. And what can you say looking back? What was the experience like in California and the hair biz part where you were? And California, to me, California is a very different, had a very different approach with all of that. But what's your take? You are living there.
Yeah.
What's your take
on
because of the weather,
I think we made an adjustment very quickly because we could go outside very quickly. We were always outside, you know. And so I think that they adjusted well. I think African Americans did not adjust well because, of course, you know. And to me, let me just say this: the elephant in the room is not really quite the pandemic. From my perspective, the elephant in the room is that the fact that Black people are prone to be frightened, much more traumatized than our other racial counterparts. So we don't adjust well. We have the boogeyman. You know, everything's the boogeyman for us. And our people secretly in our silos. We're saying, oh, stay in, you know, and that is not quite good for business. So if you are naturally afraid, you don't pivot. You're very slow to react. And you can imagine, Carrie,
I was very avant-garde and had a different take on it. You know, because after, I would probably say March of 2020, it was not a pandemic at that point. It was an epidemic in the United States, an epidemic in Brazil. It wasn't a pandemic at that point. Other world governments had contained it. And so that's, but we keep saying the world.
We were slow to
stuff.
Get it
the rest
under
of the world,
or under.
Yeah, like the rest of the world had our issues. No, the rest of the world, the continent of Africa barely is reaching 4,000 deaths. The whole 54 countries.
The whole continent,
that says,
right.
That's enormous if you think about it. And there's something quite not right with that. You know, within 50 to 100 to 200 miles, you know, from where we quote unquote say it began. I mean, they have less than maybe
right.
300. And so it wasn't a pandemic long. It was an epidemic. And I think that because our news outlets, and speaking of the San Diego Monitor News, I just refuse to kind of put fuel on the fire and, you know, and our, you know, and I didn't take, and I'm going to say this, you know, I didn't take any COVID money. I refuse to because I
really?
Can't say no. No, because you can't really stay.
Well, they were throwing it out there.
Yeah, they were.
they were,
let me just say this. And I refuse to kind of have, and I think I did it once. And you know, Carrie, I just couldn't do it because one of the things, because it doesn't allow you to look at things objectively. And if we're going to have
right,
black
well,
news
true.
And if we're going to be very neutral, you can't be involved. And that kind of thing. And let me just say this. As our mother company, which is Beauty, I can afford to do that. And I understand that most papers needed that money to, you know, so, hey. Right. And because I was digitized prior to 10 years ago, I pivoted very quickly to digital and still maintained my other advertisers. So, you know, 2020 was not, it did not affect me. Not economic.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
and
the
so,
census. The census was going on at the same time, so that was very surprising.
Yeah, that's true. Which changed the game here in New York for us to a degree. I have to say, though, as looking out, so what are some of the, you know, when you look at the beauty industry, you know, how, in your opinion, has it affected the COVID and the beauty industry? I mean, especially, like you said, in California, though, see, you guys were, remind me of Georgia, right after this pandemic was kind of declared, right? Georgia was like, okay, we're like literally about 2 weeks later, we're all over business again, everybody. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I remember having panel discussions on our broadcast here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the year 2020. It was just strange, a very strange dynamic in different states.
Yeah.
And so the industry was very different. And then and we've had the people from Barbicide and all these other folks on, and they scared the bejesus out of us with the discourse on television news, as you were kind of saying. It's almost surreal. So, so when you look at the beauty industry, will we make it? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't even think it's that the salon. I think that we could have pivoted. That I also was involved in some technology and formulation and dealing with a disinfectant that covers you from all viruses 9.993.
Really?
And it protects you for 90 days. You don't even have to sanitize. Once you sanitize your
does
hands,
this exist?
You know, you protect it. Yes. We have it in production. It has all of its OSHA and FDA passage. So I answered it in a very technological way. But here's the thing, Carrie. It's not about what's going on in the salon, per se, because black hair care professionalism is wired through the salon. But the industry is wired through the trade show. Once you took the trade show and you could not meet in the groves of 7,000 to 10,000 people, you decimated the ethnic hair care industry, because the ethnic hair care industry is wired through the trade show. So now the expo, and now the festival, and now the trade shows, you can't meet. So how do you carry along something that is wired through the actual platforming, hairstyle, and trade show, and all these big, huge halls and auditoriums?
Exactly.
And convention centers. When you can't meet.
And I'm raising my hand right now.
Right. You're devastated. Yeah. And so that means that ethnic hair care, because the Garner Brother, as you know it, is over. The international show in New York is over. You can't meet.
Wow.
Those are too many people in one confined space, and now, you know, you're just trying to stay 6 feet apart, you know, and you got to, you know, that is a nightmare.
It was a show killer for sure. Yeah.
And so the problem is
I've got to say
that,
to you. Please finish your thought. The problem is.
No. The question and the challenge for black hair care and ethnic beauty is we needed to pivot long before this. And I have been telling show promoters for at least 5 years, pivot to the small conference and the more con kind of business model, and create a different kind of gathering to where it's an invited list. And it happens more often instead of twice a year.
Exactly.
And so,
I speak to 1,000%. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they act like I didn't, say anything. So, invite the formulators. You know what I mean? Invite. Create a TED Talk style, or there's so many other ways to bring smaller groups. Yeah.
Exactly, and to create those lanes that'll support you and take you through these times. Now, Cheryl, I've got to say, there is one big story that we are revisiting here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this, not too long ago, but there was a huge story. Now, I'm telling you, it was the number one covered story, especially in the hair and beauty industry, but it had crossed over into mass media. And this was the story of the Gorilla Glue girl who had put the glue in her hair, the Gorilla Glue. And she was rescued, so to speak, by a California doctor, Dr. Michael Obeng, who was a guest on our very show on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He spoke to Hair Radio first about this this ordeal for this young woman and how he was able to remedy the situation. But let's start with your take on this, because we're talking about this again as we'll be checking in to see what's new and what's the latest that's going on. It's been a few months. Has her hair grown back? What happened? What's going on? So we will revisit it. But what's your take on this situation? I wish I could have seen your face when you heard this on the news.
You know,
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
Yeah, you know it. I'm always going to be honest with you, Carrie. And let me just say this, and I am in no way invalidating anybody. The doctor thing was to me was a little far out there. It's so funny because the glue. And here we go again, and this is me sticking up for my beauty and beauty professionals, because I am a hairstylist. For that particular act connected with a doctor, to me, because at the end of the day, the glue in and of itself is not a medication. That's number one. Number two, it's in the store where a common person can purchase it. And for not a beauty professional to not be able to help her, and I won't even say be able to help her, right? Because what the medical professional used to unstick the stickiness of the solution.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The head game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair, you know? Braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
But I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive. Because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning, April 10th of 2024. I'm Kerry Hines. It's great to have you guys with us midweek on today's show. Real, real good stuff. Really interesting music. We took a little bit of a little break there. That was Cheryl Morrow of the famous Morrow family out in California you were listening to. In the last half hour or so. I want to get on Michael Hopkins, who is our colleague who speaks in veterans, claims, issues, and all that wonderful good stuff that we do to support our incredible veterans nationwide. Let me get Michael on. Hopkins, are you there this morning?
I am here this morning, Gary Hines.
Okay, good to have you with us again in our Spotlight Hour. You've been listening to Miss Morrow, Cheryl Morrow. I call her Cheryl Tomorrow.
Uh-oh, Cheryl Tomorrow. I like that.
Yes, but she's just fantastic. So good stuff, Michael. We are live on this Wednesday morning, April 10th, 2024. It's about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time, and just wanted to check in with you and a little bit of talk on the incredible Vet Talk Radio and all that we're working on to just support our veterans. You know this, Michael.
Very much so, Kerry.
Yeah, so good to catch up with you. Have you been enjoying the broadcast today?
Oh, very much so, Kerry. Enjoying it, especially
okay.
The music.
Really? Okay, Michael, I'm going to put you on. What did you like about the music today?
Oh, you have our homegirl from Philly.
Who?
That's who you had on there, Phyllis Hyman.
She's from Philadelphia?
Pretty much.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google that. I didn't realize that. No. I didn't realize that. Wow, we love Phyllis. I thought she was from California somewhere. Well, you know what? That tells you I'm off. But yeah, no, I love that. I love her very much, but that makes me love her even more. But yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So yeah, we've been playing a little bit of Phyllis this morning. Had a lot of hair talk on Wednesday. You know, we like to kind of get that in. This Friday, Michael Hopkins, on in a couple of days, on the 12th, we are looking to have in our Spotlight Hour right here in studio Sam Anon, Bob.
Oh, Sam. Okay.
Yeah. Sam is Bob. He's got a big campaign that he's launching. He's going to tell us all about it out of, well, with our friends down in the Georgia area, in the Atlanta area. So we've got that. Plus, I'm still planning to drop by on Get Set. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's been a little bit of going back and forth. We'll bring you up to date on all that over the next couple of days right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to have still more to talk about on that. And just kind of getting things going, we still have some other news to cover with the veterans. But first, Michael, speaking of Vet Talk Radio, the veterans and all of that, what can you tell us? This past Tuesday's broadcast I thought was incredible on Vet Talk Radio. What can you share with us today that aired yesterday?
Oh, Carrie, it was a very enjoyable show. It was the pros and cons a veteran has when they're doing claims representation. We covered some pros and cons. And yeah, it was very, very good stuff, Carrie, because these are the things that a lot of vets, and they have to make it make sense, Carrie, because, you know, that's the type of guy I am. It has to make sense to me before I do it. It has to have some logic to it, and not an emotional thing, but it's got to have some logic. And you got pros and cons, and we talked about, you called it the DIYers or the do-it-yourself.
Michael, you remember that,
DIYers.
The do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, you should do it yourselfers. We covered pros and cons with that. We also talked about a lot of the agencies that are not really recognized so much by the VA, but there are a lot of claims organizations out there that spread the education of the claims process. And
wow.
We talked about that, Carrie. It is so much. And I'm just looking forward to, in the future,
well, you've got
cover
a
some more
on
this.
The way too.
Oh,
yeah.
yes, very much so, Carrie.
It's just incredible. I mean, you've come so far, Michael Hopkins.
Very much
ever,
so, Carrie.
Did you ever imagine that you'd see all of this you really come to fruition right before your very eyes?
Yes, Carrie. I mean, it is, wow. You know, just listening, perfect example. Katrina was on there, one of my angels. And just listening to her, it brings back, you know, Carrie, it just brings back so many fond memories.
Yeah. Well, Katrina Jones, she did a segment. She's got a big thing going on now with all that she's doing, and we're just so happy she's come to the Hair Radio Morning Show, which is where you all out there listening should come to us to advertise and to help you with promotions and marketing and sales. She's a big, big, big supporter. So she came here
she's
also doing something with healthcare and trying to get folks to take better care of themselves. And I'm so proud of her work with that. So we'll make sure and get that on again because that's real critical. And she's also just a big fan of therapy, as you guys know, and just a good friend to the show. So, yeah, you were very good, Michael, with introducing us to Katrina Jones. Again, she's out of the Texas area and just doing big
things. Oh, yes.
Out in Paris, Texas, which, you know, I'd never heard of Paris before, but I'm so glad they're kind of like neighbors down here now that I'm in the
Radio
Houston. Mm-hmm, has launched and really doing some great things, and we just appreciate all of the folks down here shouting out all the Texans. And my home state in Pennsylvania, out of Philly, New York, New Jersey, all Los Angeles, all places I've lived And so really lived, and I really love that. So good stuff. All good things, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, Carrie.
Yes. So now, so that was Vet Talk. And, Michael, just real quick on that, to put a little needle, what do they say, to put a little bookmark at the end for it. But a bookend, I guess is the word I'm looking for. What will you say that you're looking to bring to Vet Talk in 2024, but in your fourth season?
Oh, Carrie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my fourth season, Carrie, I want to get more out with talking to the actual vets and doing more interviews with just your average everyday veteran and just bringing their stories out. So many of my veteran brothers and sisters, Carrie, they have so many fascinating stories about their lives. Some of them have written books. Some of them have gone on to the corporate world. They have their own businesses. They're an inspiration to other veterans. And that's what I want to bring out in this fourth season, Carrie Hines.
Awesome. Sounds good, Michael. Okay. Well, listen, I'm very pleased about all of this. We want to talk about some therapy and all of that. And, you know, something we haven't talked about in quite a while, and that was just remember, I think it was some of the surprising items that are a part of those CFRs that you always cover on the Vet Talk Show. And I want to kind of get into that a little bit with the achieving.
Very much so, Carrie.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, we're going to have you guys to stay with us. We're going to be back. We're going to get on a little bit more music, and just to kind of keep things rolling along this morning, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins on this wonderful midweek broadcast, which we are live again. Just real good stuff. I think we got some good things to share out there today. So take a listen, and we'll be right back. We have something really, really good.
Game alone and share. Joe Louis Dudley was born in Aurora, North Carolina, the fifth of 11 children. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we are remembering this titan in the hair and beauty industry. In 1957, Dudley was living in Brooklyn, New York. He invested $10 in a Fuller Products sales kit. And that was back in 1957. And he began selling hair care products door-to-door in African-American neighborhoods. Now, in 1960, he met Eunice Mosley, who was also selling Fuller products on a door-to-door basis. They married the very next year. The Dudleys settled into Greensboro, where they opened a Fuller distributorship. One, there was a shortage of Fuller products in 1969. They began manufacturing and selling their own line under the Dudley Products label. Like many hair and skincare products, Dudley chose to market the products directly to salons rather than to retailers. Now, at the request of company founder S.B. Fuller, Dudley moved to Chicago, Illinois, and took over Fuller Products in 1976. They consolidated the company with their operations in 1980, keeping the Dudley Products brand name. Dudley moved the company back to Greensboro in 1984. And as of December, this is back in 2003, with annual revenues over $30 million, the company offers 400 hair care and skincare products. It also operates the Dudley Cosmetology University with locations in North Carolina and two schools in Zimbabwe. So Dudley and his company were featured in the 2009 documentary Good Hair. You guys remember that. The company is one of only a handful of African-American owned manufacturing companies for hair care products. Joe Dudley passed away on February 8th of 2024 at the age of 86. He will be remembered.
Shaving issues, as you said, that the shaving bumps and the skin irritation, that's a very common one amongst African-American males when they go into the military. Well, a lot of them don't realize that if they get what we call a shaving waiver or shaving profile, and it's documented in your active duty medical records or your service treatment records, if it's documented and once you leave the service, you could actually file for compensation because this happened to you while you were on active duty. There are many veterans that when I go to help them with their claims for compensation, if I don't mention this to them, they would never think of it.
No, they would definitely
right,
see that.
Right. They'd never think of it. And once I mention it to them, Carrie, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and they go, wow, that's right. I did have that because of passage of time. A lot of veterans just don't remember. Or
exactly.
They'll go and they'll order their service treatment records from active duty, and we'll go through them. And 9 times out of 10, guess what I find? That shaving waiver. It's right there.
Exactly. Now, Michael, they have to get a note from the doctor. How does that play in again?
Pretty much, Carrie. And on the civilian side, that's what we would call it, like a note from our doctor.
Yeah.
But on the military side, it would be an official documentation military doctor. Yeah, it has to be on official paperwork. You know, this whole military thing is like that. It is. There's official forms clearly say that you have a shaving profile.
Yes.
And it even goes to the point, Carrie, that you have to carry this shaving profile with you, literally, in your pocket.
Wow.
You have to carry it with you because if anyone challenges you about facial hair, you produce it, and it's nothing they can say. Nothing.
Well, Michael Hopkins, I've got to tell you, just also how, and just to make sure I understand correctly, you can be rated up to 30% for razor bumps. I thought that was pretty high.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It'll fall under some type of skin condition.
Right.
And you get rated appropriately.
Yeah. So that's amazing. So, again, guys out there, guys and gals, if you're just joining us, you are listening to, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I say a very special Vet Talk radio show, AfroLock Magazine and AfroLock Podcast, just all the above, all of our platforms, everything kind of interconnected here. My very special guest, of course, I'm talking with the one and only Michael Hopkins, who is my colleague here as well on all sides of our network. And Michael, I got to say, this, we're always talking about community. We're always talking about helping our veterans. We love and appreciate our veterans. And this today really is quite interesting. Now, remember, a lot of you heard a word that we've never talked about. And again, that's the word is alopecia, that's hair loss, just so that you guys know. And oftentimes this can possibly lead to scarring, you know, preventing your hair loss, preventing hair from growing and all kinds of things like that. And they have all kinds of ratings for that. Talk about diagnostic codes and so forth.
Oh, very much so, Jim.
Right? And so these are things that you guys should be aware of. And it's just, I'm grateful to have you, you know, to talk about these things, Michael Hopkins. And why
So very much so, Carrie. I'm very much motivated to distribute the product to my veteran brothers and sisters. There are other diagnostic codes, Carrie, that specifically talk about hair loss. And two of them are 7830 and 7831. And they clearly point it out. And, you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's right. And I see 7830 as the scarring alopecia. And so that's interesting all by itself. Just remember that. And, of course, 7831, alopecia areata. And remember the areata, which I often say to everybody. Again, the word area is inside of that area. So it could be all over the body. It could be just the scalp, limited to the scalp or face even. So, you know, so just kind of be aware of all of this. It gets into it a little bit, but you can find all of this out there. So, Michael, I just want to say thank you. Michael Hopkins, outstanding work. I'm a bring a wow.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, April 10th, 2024, about 7:49 for Central Time Zone, which is where I am at Hair Radio Houston, Texas. And to all of you guys, East Coast, it's about 8:49. We're closing in as we kind of wind down this Wednesday show. Michael Hopkins, man from out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, the chief of the Vet Talk Radio and all the above. Uh-oh. How's everything, Michael? Doing pretty well today.
Oh.
Been enjoying yourself.
Oh, yes. Super fantastic, Carrie Hines. Super fantastic.
Pretty good. Thank you. And we've been really doing it up this morning on the broadcast and just really got some great stuff that we'll be rolling out and getting more into. My fans, the Care Bears, the K-E-R, Care Bears, get it? Nicole Marie rolled out her Queens and Kings fan club. Michael Hopkins has the Claims Hunters. So what do you think
Very
about all
so.
The wonderful fan clubs that we now have on the Hair Radio Morning, Show, Michael Hopkins?
Very much so, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Claims Hunters, because that's what we do. We hunt for claims, Carrie Hines.
Well, those are your fans. So that's
those
your
are
fan
my
club.
Fans, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nicole
Big shout out to all my claims hunters out there, Carrie Hines.
There you go. And Nicole
Big
Marie
shout
has
out.
Her fan club, which are the Queens and Kings, and mine are the Care Bears. So
very
much
so.
Yeah. So we're all doing it up this morning, and we just want to say thank you for tuning in and providing your support to us. It's a two-way street here. And we love that. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And just on behalf of everybody here, we want you to win. And that's what it's all about at the Hair Radio Morning Show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, and all of our platforms. So really good stuff. So, Michael, talk a little bit about the shaving waiver and all of that from our kind of like that was kind of loaded into our archives here, but good talk. And we just
oh, yes, very good talk, Carrie.
Yeah. I thought that was really helpful. And
oh,
so,
yeah,
thank
very
you.
Good talk.
Mm-hmm. So now tomorrow we are back on Thursday's episode. Usually we do try to get you guys a couple of new folks and incorporate some interesting music. I think we've got some great music playing on the broadcast. I really have to say, it definitely gets, it wakes you up a bit.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. If you ain't awake after you listen to all of this, don't worry about it.
Well, listen, today I'm going to end out with my favorite Smith, Willow. She has a song, the daughter of Jada and Will Smith. Willow had a song several years back called I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. Everybody remembers that. It's a great song. Great for the kids. Real up-tempo movement. And so I'm going to get that on for us to close out today. That'll get you up and moving. But yeah, good Hair Radio Morning Show. Friday was a full week's wrap
up. Oh, yes.
Yeah, tomorrow, 978 broadcasts. Woof. We're really closing in.
Rocking and rolling, Carrie.
Yeah. We're about to hit that big 1,000 mark. It's definitely within vision at this point, within proximity to us right now.
Oh, yes.
So we'll, right. What do you say, Mike? Are you excited about that?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. I mean, this is just big. Big, 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 big. I am just looking forward to it. We are going to have one heck of a party. Oh, yeah, ginormous. It's going to be one heck of a party, Carrie Hines.
Yeah, we're working on that. It's the big 1,000 episode.
of this very broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show first aired on January 5th of 2015. It'll be 10 years in January just of this on Blog Talk. But we started the broadcast in 1995, so we've really been around.
Wow, Kerry.
Yeah, long time, Michael.
Beautiful. Hey, that's beautiful, Kerry.
Thank
you, sir. It is beautiful. It's a great thing. It is a great thing.
I think so. So real good stuff. We've got some more things on the way for next week and tomorrow. So we don't want you to forget about us at all. We're here from 6 to 9 East Coast, 5 to 8 Central, with all new episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show from folks like Nicole Marie, Siobhan Desir, Katrina, myself, Michael, the entire team at Hair Radio. We appreciate you, and we're just going to keep making it happen. All right, Michael, we'll take we'll just stay with us. We've still got a couple minutes. We're gonna roll out something. Now stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Siobhan Desir wishing a happy 30th anniversary in broadcasting to Mr. Hair Radio, Kerry Hines. Job well done.
Kerry Hines and the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Hair Radio brand, which is just one component of what I do, but it's a big one. And it has been very important. It's probably had the greatest influence of pretty much all my platforms, and where we've been able to make an impression on everyone from entrepreneurs of all walks of life, to those who are specializing in the hair and beauty industry, which has been my stock and trade for several decades. And I'm just very honored. And then I kind of parlayed that into a big, big platform with my own hair products called Kerapy, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. That means Kerry and hair therapy. And if that's not enough, I also, of course, started a great magazine. Right now it's online digital called Afrolock, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, Afrolock Magazine. And I'm so proud of it because what it really exemplifies is that it is a lock on Afro culture. So that magazine is a lifestyle brand, which is so funny because when I created it, I had already been working in the area with magazines like Upscale. I had been there, one of their graphic artists, and also produced their radio network.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Bond of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Hi, thank you, Valerie. Michael, great show today. What
yes, it was, Kerry.
April 10th,
yes,
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, show number 977 today. We started this morning early. It was so dark outside. I look here in Houston. It was a little rainy this morning, but it's clearing up. And just want to shout out to all our fans everywhere. Just thank you so much for supporting the show. Just good stuff.
Very much so.
How about where you are, Michael? How's the weather down in Virginia today?
Oh, Carrie, it's actually going to be about 70 degrees today. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you guys out there deserve it. Now, join us tomorrow on Thursday, on the 11th of April, we'll have a brand new episode for you of the On the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's been my pleasure. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Very much so. Michael, great job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great job.
Very much so, Carrie.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, it's been just a beautiful day. All right.
Yes, it has.
Let me get on the outro. Okay. My kind.
It's time again to bring today's edition of The Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in